Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, the voice of the
Nih
West. In Nih West. Do you see what I'm trying to do there?
I know.
I'm trying to do the whole Knights Who Say Nih, because you did a clip with the Black Knight from Holy Grail. It's not working, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not working?
I think it's operator error.
Operator error.
Yes.
Right, operator. So I'm just not using the knee properly, is that it?
That's right. Use the thigh instead of the knee.
Oh, wow. Then the bad jokes just start. Welcome to the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ. Available also on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com or at our website at www.gadgetgrill.com.au. Oh, good Lord, it's a lot to remember.
What's a lot to remember?
My name is Lee Stark. That's not a lot to remember.
That's a lot to remember
if you don't know who I am. And I'm Lee Stark. And across from me on the other side of the table is my dad,
Gary Stark,
who's fiddling with my mic at the moment. I know your rear end's a bit sore. Could you stop fiddling with my mic's rear end?
Okay. I'm just trying to get the levels right, because you were going into the red, and that's not good.
I like going into the red.
I
can go in the red light district. Is that what it is in the mic? It's going into the red light district for the mic.
It is going into the red light district.
The red mic district.
Because I look at the control panel and it goes into the red light.
It's the red mic district. It's the area where you find all the sexy mics.
Oh, wow.
And on the other side of the table, who never actually responded because he was too busy fiddling around with my red mic district.
I did. I said I'm Gary Stark.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you sure you are?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm never sure of that. Welcome to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1. It is Sunday, the 27th of June.
Is it?
It is indeed.
You're telling me all this day it's been Sunday. No one's told me.
That's right.
Oh.
And with the taxi just around the end of the taxi just around the corner, we have a story on making the most of your dollars in terms of buying a PC, getting a bargain.
Did you say at the end of the tax year or at the end of the taxi? Because I heard at the end of the taxi.
Well, at the end of the taxi. That's right. Yes.
Okay, I heard at the end of the taxi.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Take that wax out of your ears. Put on some headphones that you can listen through instead.
They're just very, very difficult, these headphones.
Oh, we've got a new story about ICANN as well.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that, but okay.
There you go.
That's how well the show is planned.
Oh, we've got all sorts of things happening here today. It's really happening. We're going to talk about some devices that we saw during the week.
We are.
Some toys that we saw. We got to play with toys again.
Oh, I love playing with toys. But yes, the good kind of toys, not the bad kind. Like, Barbie dolls are nice, but they're just not my kind of toy.
I was looking at a preview for Toy Story, and
I really want to see them.
It looks Toy Story 3 looks good. We got an interview coming up in a couple of weeks' time about a survey that they did with Toy Story 3.
Ooh, that should be fun.
It is interesting.
I think it's to do with the video game of Toy Story 3.
It's to do with the video game, and
which apparently is pretty good. I'm getting a copy in so I can play it, and so you can lose me to the video games once again.
Okay, and it's to do with gaming habits, but that's not for a couple of weeks' time. So stay tuned for that one, listeners.
Indeed. Don't you mean listener?
That's what I said.
But tonight's show, it's about saving money-ish.
Yes, we're gonna try and save you some money if you want to buy a computer before the end of the tax year. We're going to tell you how to get the best bang for your buck.
Best bang for your buck.
That's right.
We've also got a whole bunch of news, because
there's a lot of news this week.
There's a lot of news every week. I mean, if we say there's a lot of news this week, it's kind of...
I am amazed when I was going through the news, because I was, preparing all the stories, and I just had so many stories, and, I discarded about four or five stories, and I've still got more than we've got time to fit in.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got that same sort of problem. Just see this here? I've actually filled the iPad's 9 allowed windows with stories.
Oh, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can just switch between them very easily.
Quite.
Very good, very good. I've got them on the Gadget Grill website with the stories there ready to go.
Well, don't you suck. Aren't you just a little suck-up?
Oh, there you go,
Aren't you just a little suck-up?
That's right.
Well, I've got a whole bunch of music for you, because we're a radio station. We play music.
And we love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, not the best segue into Block Party's helicopter, but, you know.
You got a better one?
I could have, but you kind of, you disrupted my train of thought. You've disrupted my helicopter, I thought.
I derailed your...
You depropelled.
I grounded
your
grounded your helicopter of thought.
You grounded my helicopter of thought. This is Block Party with helicopter. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. If you're listening to us on a helicopter, chances are you're deaf.
What?
Like that, yeah, like him. Mm-hmm. And we would suggest a different mode of transportation, perhaps something more logical, something that doesn't kill fuel as quickly. How about a car or
a
bike?
How about a hybrid helicopter?
How about a hybrid helicopter? How about something that runs on water? We can get a water-fueled helicopter so that when you crash in the water, you can just bring yourself right back up again.
How about levitation?
It is. But failing that, you can also head to www.radio2rdj.com. where you can listen to this show and many others.
There was a story that didn't make my news this week on levitation, in fact.
You just mentioned it.
I know, but there was a story this week that where they're using levitation to determine the density and content of foodstuffs.
Let me get this right. You just said that there was a story on levitation that didn't make your news this week, and yet for some reason you just mentioned it.
That's right, because it's not on the stuff that I've got ready to go to the website.
Like what?
Like, for instance, iPhone 4 was released this week, finally.
Oh, goody, aren't we all
Everybody's
happy.
Been waiting and waiting and waiting for it, and as soon as it comes out, everybody pans it. Everybody starts looking for faults.
Of course everyone looks for faults. That's what we do, Dad. We review. Yeah. What do you expect?
So if you hold it in your left hand, there's a reception buzz.
Because if you're a lefty, apparently it's not a great phone to have, because the antenna at the bottom, this is mostly speculation, although a lot of
it's been confirmed by Apple as well.
It's more or less been confirmed by Apple, yes. And it's interesting to see what they say about it. What's happening? Actually happening, so people are aware of this. The new iPhone 4, its antenna is actually around the band.
The band around the
metal
case.
Band it's got, this new style that Apple have adopted with the glass on both sides and the metal band around it. The antenna sits at the bottom. If you hold your phone, like the way most people hold their phones, in your hand, you basically your thumb on one side, your fingers on the edge, your palm against it, similar to the way most people hold a phone. Now, you can't do that with an iPad, Dad, sadly. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
If you actually hold it that way in your left hand and you try to pick up a call or make a call on it, your reception goes down quite a lot because you're...
Down to zero bars.
Yeah, more or less. I'm hearing that...
Which is appropriate. Do you know why they did that?
They
did that because of Gray Powell.
I'm sorry, what?
Gray Powell, where did he lose his prototype iPhone? They got zero bars.
Oh, ba-dum-ts. We're here all week.
And some guy in San Francisco, guy at the head of the queue outside the Apple store in San Francisco, gave his name to the TV station that was reporting him as being the first person there in the queue, as Gray Powell.
It wasn't,
but that's what he did, and the TV news crew totally missed the point of it.
Oh, wow. Good people. Anyway, yes. The iPhone story, that's saying you basically can't hold your phone like that. Someone actually wrote Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, who is quite vocal, actually responds to people's emails.
Yes.
He responded to one about that. The person asked, I love my new iPhone 4, nice work, by the way, but when I put my hand on the steel bands, I lose all reception. It appears to be a common issue. Any plans to fix this? And Steve wrote back, just avoid holding it that way. And that actually goes in part with what Apple, the official statement they've said, which I'm reading here off of an Apple product, ironically. Gripping any mobile phone will result in some attenuation of its antenna performance.
Yeah, but not total attenuation.
Shut up. With certain places being worse than others depending on the placement of the antennas. This is a fact of life for every wireless phone. If you ever experience this on your iPhone 4, avoid gripping it in the lower left-hand corner in a way that covers both sides of the black strip in the metal band, or simply use one of many available cases. So basically, they're saying is purchase a case or use it in your right hand.
Yes. On the
problem,
subject, go on.
No, that was done. I was done with that one.
Okay. On a related note, of course, iOS 4 is out now, and you can download that and put that on your iPhones.
Oh, goody.
But apparently there are reports that when you transfer your images from your phone or your iPod Touch to your computer, the downsampling of the images causes the images to lose resolution. They become blurry.
Not the first I've heard of this. I also saw another story today. It's going to be a very iPod-related show, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I saw another story about relating to this earlier today that, you know how the iPhone 4 can apparently shoot an HD video?
Yes.
Upload it to YouTube and it downgrades to a different quality. Actually upgrade to, it doesn't actually send iPhone HD quality.
Yes. Now, I told you that there was an ICANN story in the news today.
ICANN, yes.
Yes, ICANN are the people who say what the internet domains are going to be.
Oh, ICANN, as in that ICANN, right?
Yes.
The internet, yes.
The internet.
I thought you were talking about some sort of a headphone company,
no.
ICANN or something.
No. They've given approval to go ahead with the XXX, the triple X TLD, top-level domain.
Wait, can we get gadgetgrill.xxx? We can do the gadgetgrill at night?
That's exactly what I've put on the website, that we're getting a triple X rating. Well, what about www.garystark.xxx?
I don't think anyone will go there, Dad.
No.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure you're a very sexy guy. I'm not allowed to say that in this state, because I can say it in Tasmania.
Yes, you can.
I'll say it in this state.
It's compulsory to say it in Tasmania.
Yeah, more or less.
Or in Arkansas.
Okay. We're not anywhere near. I guess we're not in Arkansas anymore, Uncle Toto.
No.
Malaysia Airlines are now offering something quite interesting. You know how a lot of,
If a couple from Arkansas move to California and get divorced, are they still brother and sister?
Really, why do I even bother
trying
to start a new story if you're just going to tank it that way?
Yes.
Malaysia Airlines, you know if you go to the airport.
The check-ins.
You get check-ins, go to the airport and they have digital check-ins.
Yes.
Malaysia Airlines have now taken the iPad and stuck it on a stand.
They're using it as a key.
As a kiosk, which is
a great idea.
Inexpensive
kiosk.
Yeah, pretty easy to use. Everyone knows how to use the Apple stuff.
It's a fantastic
idea. I wonder if it acts as more or less an advertisement.
How do they handle the barcode scanning, though?
This actually lacks one. This is so you can type your information in.
Okay, so you're going to have to type in your 6-character flight code and your 27-character.
Basically, you choose where you're going. Well, where you're leaving, which is stupid because it should be there when you kind of...
Where you're leaving from.
I'm in Brisbane, but I'm in Sydney.
That's right.
Which is kind of strange.
Yes. Meanwhile, if you're in Australia and you ask your mobile phone provider about a femtocell, remember the femtocells?
I wonder how many people, if I ask in even my own industry, actually know what one is.
Yeah. AT&T in America, they're
now... Quickly explain to people who are listening.
Femtocell is a way of expanding your wireless, your cell phone network, into your home. If you live in a virtual Faraday cage, as I do, somewhere where you don't get any sort of mobile phone reception.
The Faraday cage you live in is not virtual. I've lived there.
Yes.
It's pretty damn real.
Yeah. If you live somewhere where you don't get mobile phone reception, there are devices that you can get that will extend through the internet your mobile phone reception into your home, and they're called femtocells. Nobody in Australia much has heard of them, but in America, AT&T have now rolled them out to all states, all areas.
Cool. Now, we talk about Windows XP disappearing from everyone's machine. It's gotten so... Windows XP list that Microsoft has now hit 150 million licenses sold. And to give you an idea of just how that translates, that's 7 copies a second.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an immense amount. But that is how good Windows 7 actually is. People want to upgrade to it as opposed to want to downgrade from Vista.
Right. A couple of medical-related stories.
Medical, eh?
Yeah. MIT has developed an attached mobile phones. It's a little eyepiece type of thing.
Mm.
You hold the phone with the eyepiece up to your eye, and it'll do an eye test and issue a prescription for you.
How nice.
The idea of that, of course, can you imagine that in underdeveloped countries, we're in third world
countries,
where it's a very, very cheap and quick way of getting an eye test. It only takes a couple of minutes.
You can also see the security implications for it, using it as some sort of biometric sort of...
That's not the intent of this one, but
I know.
But yes. Related to that one, in Boston also, because MIT is in Boston as well,
Well, it's in Massachusetts. I guess that makes sense.
Massachusetts
Institute of Technology.
People at Harvard, some researchers at Harvard, and some professionals, some children's health professionals at the Boston Children's Hospital, have combined lung and blood vessels and microchip technology, and they've now got a lung on a chip.
A lung on a chip?
Yes.
I'm guessing it won't be able to take the amount of smoke that people occasionally smoke.
No, but it's going to be... they can use this for research so that they can see how lungs are going to behave and get information from it.
Are you saying the lung's going to be a very bad lung? It's going to be such a bad lung you're going to have to put it in a corner and talk dirty to it?
I hope so.
Something completely useless for you, just as useless as that statement from me was. Virtua Fighter 5 is a fighting game at Sega. Sega have had this series for a while. Their next version of this arcade game is going to be very special. First of all, it's called Final Showdown, so he's hoping it's probably the last one.
Don't bet.
Second, it's actually Twitter-enabled. Twitter, the massive social networking craze or social communication craze. Every time you beat the crap out of someone, you can tweet it, or the machine will tweet it for you.
There you go. Last story from me, Polaroid. As you know, they're bankrupt.
Well, they're not. They are.
The original Polaroid.
No, they brought them back, actually. There was a restoration project to bring them back, and they're now remaking them. It's still just as expensive as it ever was.
No, you're talking about the film. I'm talking about the company.
The company is still alive.
The company, no, it's not. The original company is dead, and part of the final, one of the last rites for it is that they're having an auction of the Polaroid collection of photos, over 1,000 photos.
Oh, including the ridiculously sized Ansel Adams stuff. I heard there's some massive meter-long Polaroid strips that you can actually get.
Yeah. These are not going to be cheap.
But it's not the original Polaroid, because Polaroid still exists. They're even making digital cameras now.
Well, yeah.
It's just not the same.
This is the original Polaroid Corporation. The other stuff now is just the name being used by somebody else.
All right.
With a license.
And I guess my one final story is Samsung is planning to beat HTC and Motorola this year in terms of the amount of smartphones they plan to sell.
Oh my God.
It's a daring sort of thing, and I'm sure every company likes to wish that they can get that high. HTC could currently make almost every smartphone that's out there. It'll be an interesting battle. It's not an uphill battle per se. But it's not an easy one, because HTC do some really good stuff.
They do indeed.
Samsung do some okay stuff. We'll talk about that a bit later.
We shall indeed. You're forgiven.
That's good, because you didn't actually give me a playlist for the night. I know I should know it off the top of my head.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. You're forgiven for not giving me that. And to prove your segue better, this is Missy Higgins with Forgive Me.
Jazz. It's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. We'll get stuck into our story now that Dad has been forgiven for not giving me a piece of paper with all the information
sheet.
On the run sheet.
Well, I'm getting
everything.
Used to doing the show paperless. All the bits of paper that I used to have for the news.
I know, it's actually gotten ridiculously... I'm amazed that there's someone who has a computer in front of them and has been using pocket PCs practically since forever.
The iPad is the first device that is getting me close to being a paperless worker now.
Ironically, you still need paper in your hand, like the one...
The running sheet.
The running sheet,
the log sheet,
still
that's
the log
station
sheet, still need the running sheet.
Yeah, we need that because that becomes our...
It's getting close, though.
We're getting close now.
You just need an iPad for every single purpose, Dad. Imagine if you had, 12 iPads.
There you go. But it's the end of the financial year this week. Tax time
is this
coming up.
EOFIS, what I'm calling Oedipus.
Oedipus, yes.
Oedipus syndrome, where everyone makes love to their mother and kills their father for tax.
Oedipus Rex, W-R-E-C-K-S.
For those of us who have no idea what you're on about, please.
As opposed to Oedipus Rex, the play, R-E-X?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you about it later.
You tell me when I'm older?
Yes.
No,
yes.
10 seconds from now, I'm older.
Yes. During the week, I spoke with Kate Burley from Intel. And Kate had a few
Intel makes chips, right?
Intel make chips. And what she was talking about was how there are bargains around in the stores at the moment in terms of buying personal computers. And, of course, now is a good time to buy them. If you've got kids at school and you haven't taken advantage of the tax deduction for buying a computer
there's
for your kids.
There's a tax deduction for buying a computer for your kids?
Yeah, you can get 50.
Jeez, I should be having a kid.
Yeah, you can get 50% back of the cost.
Yeah, the baby bonus, and I can get a laptop. How amazing is that?
Yeah, you can claim 50% of the cost of the laptop up to, I think it's $750 for a kid in primary school and $1,500
That's not much of a gaming laptop.
In high school. So
gaming laptops, here I come.
Yeah. So you just got to wait for 12 years, 13 years till you get a kid in high school.
Yeah, I got to find dad. I got to be able to find a girl first.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so Kate Burley had some interesting stuff to say. So let's have a listen to my interview with Kate earlier this week.
Oh, fine. Okay, let's.
I have got Kate Burley from Intel on the phone with me. Good morning, Kate, or good evening, Kate, and welcome to the Gadget Grill.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we've got the end of the financial year coming up in just a few days' time, and I believe that you've got a few ideas that that might be able to help our listeners in terms of how they can best maximise their end-of-year spending and get some good value.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to talk about that. The good thing about end of financial year, as we all know, is there's lots of sales on. And I've got to say, flicking through quite a few of the different retailers' catalogues, there's never been a better time to buy a laptop, it seems. There's a great price war going on. So I thought it might be good to talk today about what people should be looking for in various price points.
Okay, let's go. I'll leave it up to your expertise here.
Okay, all right. Well, look, a lot of people, obviously I'm from Intel, so we don't make computers, but most computers have Intel inside. So
yes.
I'll just speak sort of, I'm not going to sort of recommend which brand people should buy, but a good starting point when you're looking generically to buy a new laptop is to start off with your end use in mind, what it is you want to do with your PC.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, and I think for most mainstream users, you know, we all want to be able to access the internet, we want to be able to run office applications on our PCs, and we want to be able to use email and probably do some good photo editing, edit pictures of the kids, whatever. You know, they're pretty basic users.
And maybe play a bit of music or watch a movie or two.
Watching movies, playing music. So let's pitch in what I would call the mainstream. That will be a mainstream usage model.
Okay.
And you should be able to pick up at the moment between sort of $900 and $1,299, some great quality laptops in that price point that will fit all of your needs, probably surpass your needs, in fact, so which is always good because it gives you a little bit of headroom for the future.
Excellent.
My advice to most family and friends is make sure you don't get caught out buying old technology. You want to buy the most current technology.
That way, you future-proof yourself. You don't need to upgrade it as quickly as you might have to otherwise.
That's right, that's right. And you know what, no one ever complains about their computer being too fast, right? They always complain about it being too slow, so it's good to get a little bit of headroom.
Sure.
So my advice generally on the processor side is in January this year, Intel launched a new suite of processors. They're called the Intel Core i3 processor, the Core i5, and the Core i7.
Yes.
And I think from the numbering, Gary, you can tell that the i7 is better than the i5 and the i5 is better than the i3.
Okay.
So if you were sort of, you know, if money's no object, go for anything with a Core i7 in it. But if we're talking about mainstream and you really want to shop around for some good value, I would definitely recommend starting in the middle and looking at a laptop with a Intel Core i5 processor in it. There are a couple of advantages to that. The Core i5 processor includes Turbo Boost technology, which means that your laptop won't just be faster but also much smarter. And what we mean by smarter is it will operate only at super fast speeds when it needs to, when you're doing one of those games or you're ripping some tunes perhaps. But then when you're doing sort of less labour-intensive tasks such as just email or doing a few word processing documents, it'll go down to a sort of slower pace. And what that means is it conserves your battery life.
So that battery life is important, especially if you're doing some travelling. And
the
other thing, of course, is that if you happen to be using it powered, then it's going to save you a little bit on your power bill. Probably not a whole lot, but it becomes more conservative and a little bit greener, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel good about that. It's not a huge drain, but, you know, any saving's good in that space. But more importantly, you just get, you know, extra couple of hours, in fact, out of your battery life if you buy one of these not just faster but smarter sort of processors. So I would say go for that, particularly if you're looking in the notebook lineup, which 70% of Australians are buying notebooks rather than desktops. So let's talk about notebooks.
Yeah.
The other thing is, another bit of advice is just to have a look at where you want to be able to, like the actual weight of that laptop, how heavy it is.
That's so, a very important factor.
Yeah, it is, because you know what, if you are hypermobile, you're going to be carrying it around a lot. You want to look for the thinnest and lightest form factor you can get so it's not too heavy. But if you're probably only going to move it from room to room in the house, you might go for something that's maybe a little bit less stylish, still got the premium processor in it, but maybe you'll get it at a better price point just because it's not the latest and greatest design. But that doesn't matter because you're not carrying it around a lot. It might just be staying on your desk. So you can make some savings there if you're a bit price sensitive on those sort of the design, because you will pay more, rightly so, for a better designed laptop. I think the other area where some of your listeners might benefit from understanding a little bit more is around gigahertz. It used to be in the old days that we'd always look for the gigahertz and would say, oh, the faster the gigahertz, the faster the processor, therefore the better my PC.
Absolutely, and this is one thing that has confused a lot of people, because it changed about 3 years ago, didn't it?
It did. You know, and you know, Intel's partly to blame for that in a way, but the gigahertz doesn't really scale in the same way that it used to, because we've also done a thing where we've added more cores to the processors. And without sort of getting like overly into the engineering reasons as to why we did that, I guess my general advice to users is the gigahertz is still relevant, but only within the range or the category that you're looking in.
Right.
So, for example, you could find an Intel Core i7 processor that has lower gigahertz than an Intel Core i5 processor, but the Core i7 would be a much better overall performing processor.
Because it's got more internal CPU processing, it's handling more stuff in parallel, and therefore it can get through a higher workload despite its lower clock rate.
That's absolutely right, and that's one of the things that helps contribute towards that efficiency that we talked about before in relation to battery life, for example.
Right.
So what I generally recommend to family and friends is, if you're looking within the i3 range, look at how the gigahertz scales within the i3. Same goes for i5, same goes for i7. But don't just look at the gigahertz without understanding what family it comes from.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty good basic advice that people can adhere to without wanting to understand the ins and outs of why that's the case. If they do want to sort of dig much more deeply into that, of course, you can knock yourself out on the Intel website. But, you know, most of us are just happy to sort of take a little bit of advice around what to look for.
Okay, Kate, that's excellent advice for our listeners. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Gadget Grill.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you, Kate, for joining us there.
Indeed. It's always good to know about families of things. And speaking of families, we've got an American baby next.
Indeed.
This is Dave Matthews Band with American Baby. Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill. I'm reaching for my mic because I had completely forgotten I was on the radio station, which is kind of strange because I'm in the radio station. There's an on-air sign up there, and there's a guy with headphones on over here. There's a guy with headphones on right here. And
yeah.
We're going to talk about something that's... It's good because we saw them this week. We're talking about Huawei. It's
we
really
went, yeah,
it's
our
hard
friends,
name to actually pronounce when you see it.
Mind you.
Huawei.
Who are we is what the guy said. And Huawei is the name of the organization. They had a showcase this week showing us...
we should probably tell people who they are first, because most people have no idea.
Yes.
You buy those modems for your computer, you know, little Wi-Fi dongles.
The little dongles that you get from 3 and Optus
and Telstra and everyone.
They're made by Huawei.
Yeah, they make practically
Virgin.
Every one of them. It's really weird.
And like HTC, they manufacture a lot of devices mm-hmm. that we see. HTC is starting to come out under their own name. And
oh, yes, they are.
And Huawei are doing much the same sort of thing. They had a showcase this week showing us some of their new products.
They did, and some of them include a tablet, which is sort of almost... It's not an iPad competitor, per se, but it's different from an iPad, and it's got some cool things.
Seven-inch screen.
It's more of like a widescreen device. It looks 21:9.
It does, yes.
It's proper widescreen. widescreen as opposed to the iPad, which is definitely not widescreen in the slightest. It has a stand on it, which is a big complaint over the iPad. You can't lean this anywhere unless you've got a case for it.
Yeah. It feels chunky.
It does.
It feels chunky. It's interesting that my initial reaction was that it was heavier than the iPad, and then when we held the two devices next to one another, it's actually lighter than the iPad.
But it's because it's spread out in a smaller device. So
it's got a heavier mass. It's got greater mass.
It's also got SD card support, so you can upgrade the memory.
Yep.
And
it's got a 3G SIM, like a SIM card.
Yeah.
So it can be used as a phone.
But, it would be a pretty big phone. Wouldn't it? Bring back the days of side talking from the Nokia handsets.
That's right.
Interesting device. They also had some phones.
They had some phones, and they also had a video phone that you can use
in
the kitchen.
Do people actually video phone? I'm sure you'd have to have another video phone on the end of that to talk to someone.
Well, of course. Well, you could talk without the video, but the other person could see you.
I can see your network cable. Woohoo!
Yes. So some interesting devices, and I'm looking forward to over the next few weeks getting a few of them. They also had a new version of the E5 that we both have and use.
What's an E5?
The E5 is a little pocket
wireless
router.
Oh, the thing
router.
That Virgin sells, a little pocket router that connects three devices. The new one connects up to five devices to the internet, which is cool. You just grab it, use it to connect to your 3G, and you're done.
Exactly.
It's something you can dance to.
Yeah, it is indeed. This is
the Arctic Monkeys with the Buena Vista Social Club with the Arctic Monkeys song Dancing Shoes.
Get on your dancing shoes. There's one thing on your mind. Open that looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging.
.1 Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill, the final moments of the Gadget Grill, and I'll back away so I'm not so much in the red. And this is the part where we talk about useless stuff, and while you could normally put that to, I guess,
us,
a relative. I was going to leave that for last. I was going to say a relative, maybe a family member you're not too fond of. Us two, we're semi-useless. We're kind of good, although I get to go to Hong Kong this week and
you do?
See how useless I can be in another country.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous, actually, because you're going to Hong Kong and I'm not. So you've been to New Orleans and I've not, and you're now going to Hong Kong and I'm not. You're doing well.
Hey.
I am jealous.
But you know what? You're a journo now as well. You're a journo now as a result of the radio show, so you can start claiming on those trips.
I know.
You get one to Queensland soon, right?
Yes, I am, actually. Yeah. I've had one to Queensland already and I've got another one. Let's see. Queensland. New Orleans.
New Orleans I had to pay for.
Yeah, Queensland, Hong Kong.
Okay, that's a fair comparison. That's a fair fight.
Okay, useless gadgets. Nesbot. How about Nesbot?
It sounds like a coffee machine. I'll be completely honest, because I think of Nest and I think of Nescafe.
And I know
I'm not supposed to just say that off the bat, but really when I hear Nest, I do think of Nescafe or Nespresso, because that's the only thing that really comes up with it.
And you'd be absolutely correct.
Wow. But that's also, you've told me this ahead of time.
Yeah. A mob called Blue Botics. In conjunction with Nestlé's Nespresso division, have put together a device that combines their autonomous navigation technology. You love that as an acronym.
Say that again.
Autonomous navigation technology.
ANT.
Right.
Right.
Okay. They've taken that and they've put an espresso machine on the top, connected it to the internet, and attached a pocket PC to it as well. And the end result is a device that'll waddle up to your desk and let you order your coffee and make your coffee for you on the spot.
I like how you say waddle. Does it have a little web feed?
I have no idea.
Does it go, waddles up to your desk and goes, "Hello, sir. I'm a robot. I've got ant inside of me. Would you like some coffee?"
I have no idea. You can, of course, pre-order. You can go to it on your browser.
Carry your iPad with you.
Yeah, that's right. You can carry your iPad with you, punch in the IP address, or it'll have a name within your local intranet, and it'll bring coffee to your desk.
You know what?
To wherever you specify, I guess.
And you can order it just like Mike does.
Just like Mike does?
Just like Mike.
I'm sure you can.
Underneath us.
This is Trombone Shorty.
With New Orleans Avenue and Like Mike live at New Orleans Jazz Fest 2008. So you were at that one, not me.
Yes,
so my segue. I got a segue back to from where we were at the beginning.
Oh, actually.
My segue went back to the future.
Except that you blew it.
Oh, it's not this. It's not like Mike, is it? It's Joey.
No.
It's Joey's Wet Dream.
Yes.
Well,
you put the wrong song in the running sheet.
I put the wrong song in the running sheet.
Oh, well. Not to worry.
Okay.
Not to worry.
And my segue has been ruined.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah. So, with this coffee machine, we're undecided as to whether this Nestbot, we're undecided as to whether we should get one here in the Gadget Grill, because all the staff are going to get upset, whether, you know, because they're not going to be able to order, make your coffee and deliver it to you at the desk.
Why?
Because the Nestbot's going to take over from them.
I don't think it's a problem. Have you seen the guy making coffee at the moment? He's terrible.
That's true.
He's me. And I'll freely admit I'm terrible making coffee. I'd be able to have more time to produce the show.
I produce the show.
I'd be able to have more time to write stuff. Wait, that's not it either. I'd be able to have more time to pick music. No, that's not it. I'd be able to have more time to...
Prepare yourself for the show. That way you wouldn't get the running list wrong.
End the show. I'm over being insulted all the time. I'm going to Hong Kong to recuperate. Screw this.
Okay. You have been listening to The Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
It's just not enough to actually be insulted by my dad. I have to be insulted by a robot as well.
Exactly. You can also listen to The Gadget Grill on the internet. We stream live from 2RDJ, www.radio2rdj.com, and podcast the show from www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
And we're so good we're actually putting them online now.
We are indeed. Well, here
see,
is.
That's what I could have done. The robot can serve the coffee and I could do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 with another edition of The Gadget Grill.
Yep. And nothing to say there.
Until then, my name is Gary Stark.
My name is Lee Stark, and you're listening to Trombone Shorty in New Orleans Avenue, live from Jazz Fest from Joey's Wet Dream. I'll throw this pit running sheet out now. Have a good week, Australia.
Have a good week. Stay safe.